Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Sunday, September 5th, and the late, great Freddie Mercury was born on this day in 1946. I'm JP Edwards, and here are your top stories brought to you by R.S. Andrews. Johns Creek received the Project of the Year Award for the State Bridge Road Widening Project. The Lawrenceville Performing Arts Center is close to completion and set to open in October. Gwinnett transportation officials want to add 6 new bus routes and microtransit in Snellville. Gwinnett County Public Schools is offering a $500 incentive to staff members who are vaccinated. Sugar Hill Distillery brings the city's downtown to life with German-inspired spirits, beer, and food. And a lighting malfunction suspended a Stripers game at Cooley Field.
Buckle up.
What's that?
Another shortage.
What now?
People. R.S. Andrews people.
Oh.
While some companies hunt for techs and plumbers,
we believe in finding people.
R.S. Andrews people.
Personable people.
Gotta care about their work.
Sure.
Fastidious fellas.
But friendly.
That'd be nice.
It's how they work.
It's who they are.
Personable, professional people.
Precisely.
Hard to say.
Harder finding them.
I'll bet.
Because we're picky.
Only personable professionals need apply.
Background check.
Clean driving records.
Good pay. Benefits.
Better than most.
Better how?
Better like a 6-figure opportunity.
And signing bonuses.
Solid support.
R.S. Andrews takes care of our people.
Promises kept, zero baloney.
Good people come, stay, and grow.
Plumbers, heating and air techs, electricians.
Personable professionals.
People you'd welcome in your home.
R.S. Andrews people.
We're personable. Professionals prosper.
I like that.
So do people working here.
He's Dari.
He's Ben.
We're RSAndrews.com.
The State Bridge Road Widening Project was welcomed by those who traveled the road, and now it has earned state honors as well. The American Public Works Association Georgia Chapter has awarded the Transportation Project of the Year to the City of Johns Creek Public Works Department for the project, which widened State Bridge Road from Camden Way to the Chattahoochee River. The project included the city widening just over a half a mile of State Bridge Road between Camden Way and the Chattahoochee River, and Gwinnett County widening just over a mile of Pleasant Hill Road, because the road changes names at the river, from Chattahoochee River to McClure Bridge Road. In addition to vehicular improvements, the project added a 10-foot enhanced sidewalk westbound, including a pedestrian bridge, and an eastbound 5-foot sidewalk. The show is one step closer to beginning for Lawrenceville's new Performing Arts Center. The city recently cleared a significant hurdle in getting the center open by receiving a temporary certificate of occupancy that lets the Aurora Theater begin moving into the facility. The Aurora will be the center's main tenant and is contracted with the city to manage it. Daily Post reporter Kurt Yeomans caught up with the Aurora Theater's co-founder, Anthony Rodriguez.
So temporary CO simply allows us to get in and install computers that we'll need for the box office, those sorts of things that we need to do for the space. Full completion and an actual CO we are hoping to have by mid-October. Once we have that, that's the time when we can actually put people in seats and perform in spaces.
The main holdup preventing the permanent certificate from being issued at this time is the fact that the seats have not yet been installed in the 500-seat Grand Theater.
So I understand that, from talking to Chuck, that the seats in the main theater, or the Performing Arts Center, are expected maybe later this month. He said there was something with the fabric or something for the chairs. That was the holdup.
Well, there's just a lot of supply delays across almost every industry.
Okay.
They are supposed to ship out of Canada at the end of the month. Then they have to go through customs and they should start to be installed, knock on wood, the second week of September.
Now, do you guys know yet what will probably be the first event that you guys hold there? I don't know if it'll be a performance, it'll be the first event, or if it'll be,
besides some opening events that we will do in October, and we're still coordinating with the city on what those opening events will be, the first actual show that we will open with will be our 26th annual production of Christmas Canteen.
Okay.
Because that generally opens in late November, so we'll get in there, get the scenery set up. Once we have the actual certificate of occupancy, and that'll be the first show we actually open the facility with.
The new Performing Arts Center adds a larger main stage, a black box and cabaret theater, a costuming shop, bigger dressing room space, and a large rehearsal room that is designed to match the dimensions of the Grand Theater stage. Aurora officials are excited to be close to having their new home finished, and so is Lawrenceville City Manager Chuck Warbington.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I think our restaurants and the retail spots around the downtown area are very excited. I mean, this is a culmination of a dream of the master plan for the downtown area, a major piece being put in place to open. So we're very excited to get to this point and to have the facilities that's going to be state of the art. In the state of Georgia.
Gwinnett County transportation officials made a significant request for the 2022 county budget. They want a citizens panel and commission chairwoman Nicole Love Hendrickson to include $3.3 million in funding for new Gwinnett County transit routes, adding local services to places such as Buford, Suwanee, and Snellville, as well as other transit options. The request also includes additional service to get Eastern Gwinnett residents into Atlanta. The transit request pending before the Citizen Budget Review Committee is to add 5 local service routes, a commuter bus route that would run between Decatur and Atlanta, and the return of microtransit in Snellville. The 5 local routes include routes connecting Gwinnett Place Mall and the Mall of Georgia, Lilburn and Stone Mountain, and Snellville with Martis Indian Creek Park and Ride Lot. The bus routes are expected to take about 3 years to implement. There's a free Gwinnett Health Fair presented by Publix and Clover Health on September 11th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Lenore Park in Snellville. It's in the gymnasium. Free COVID vaccines, free flu shots, other free health screenings, the LifeSouth Bloodmobile will be there, and Guide Inc. will be providing presentations on suicide prevention and teen vaping. September's Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. Over 40 vendors, giveaways, and more. The first 200 adults in line receive a goodie bag. Also, there's a food drive to benefit local pantries with special prizes for every 3 non-perishable food items that are donated. To find out all the information you need, go to GwinnettHealthFairs.com. In light of the recent surge of COVID-19 cases, Gwinnett County Public Schools is offering a one-time vaccination incentive to eligible staff members. The $500 incentive would go to eligible staff members who are fully vaccinated for COVID-19. The incentive will be retroactive and available to eligible employees, including those who were vaccinated in the spring or summer, as well as those who plan to get vaccinated moving forward. The district also announced that it will be holding weekly vaccination clinics at area schools to encourage more vaccinations. GCPS officials said the vaccination incentive is available to the following staff who meet eligibility requirements: all benefited full-time employees, contracted cafeteria staff, contracted speech-language pathologists, retirees, and substitute teachers. In addition to the vaccination incentive, GCPS officials are working with the health department to make vaccinations more accessible in the community by hosting weekly vaccination clinics at high schools around the county in September and October. For more on this story, visit GwinnettDailyPost.com. The Gwinnett County Fair is back, and you can get your discounted advance tickets online now. Food, unlimited rides, food, animals, exhibits, the Miss Gwinnett pageant, more food, concerts, a petting zoo, and did I mention all the delicious fair food?
Can't get enough of funnel cakes.
See the Ninja Experience, the Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, and more. The Gwinnett County Fair is September 16th through the 26th at the Gwinnett County Fairgrounds. Get your discounted advance tickets online today at GwinnettCountyFair.com. The Gwinnett County Fair is back.
Country music superstar,
and coach on NBC's The Voice, Blake Shelton, presents Friends and Heroes 2021. One legendary night of country music that you won't want to miss. Guess South Arena, formerly Infinite Energy Arena, Saturday, September 18th. Featuring special appearances by Martina McBride, Tracy Byrd, and Trace Adkins. With very special guest, Lindsay L. Get tickets now at AXS.com.
Okay, listen, hey, bro, so why don't you try to relax, okay? Maybe have a drink.
You know what? That is a very good idea. I'm going to go make a pitcher of margaritas.
For Carrie and J.D. Leibrock, owners of Sugar Hill Distillery, it's all about the details. Carrie and her husband, a retired director of intelligence for the U.S. Army, have been living in Sugar Hill since 2013. Carrie said they started out as beekeepers when they decided they wanted to use their honey to make honey whiskey and honey moonshine. As the years went on and they went through the process of starting their business, Sugar Hill Distillery went from plans to be only a distillery to adding a brewery and now a restaurant. Its full name is Sugar Hill Distillery Fine Spirits Craft Beer and Euro Bistro. It is the first distillery in the nation to manufacture and produce both fine spirits and German-style beer in the same equipment. The outdoor beer garden also regularly hosts live music events, comedy shows, graduation parties, wedding receptions, and baby showers. Sugar Hill Distillery is located at 1166 Church Street. It holds weekly events and drink specials, including drink specials just for veterans. Friday night's baseball game between the Gwinnett Stripers and the Memphis Redbirds at Cool-Ray Field was suspended due to a lighting malfunction. The game was halted with the Stripers trailing 2-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. The game was resumed yesterday and played to a 9-inning completion. Following a 30-minute break, the Stripers and the Redbirds then played a 7-inning game.
Hi, I'm Peggy Slappy of Peggy Slappy Properties, wishing everyone a great school year this year. Last year was quite disruptive. Our living rooms doubled as classrooms, and this left many folks in Gwinnett looking for more space. If this has happened to you and you're considering buying or selling a home, call the team at Peggy Slappy Properties. When you choose Peggy Slappy Properties, you're not choosing a realtor, you're choosing a team. From your home search to obtaining financing to finalizing the home becoming yours with McMichael and Gray, our closing attorneys. Remember, find us online anytime at psponline.com.
Monster Jam fires up the engines. See the legendary gravedigger Max D and more compete in intense competitions. This is Monster Jam. The fun begins at the pit party, where you can watch live pre-race driver interviews and see the trucks up close. Get your $20 pit party pass at MonsterJam.com today. Must have valid event ticket to enter pit party. Restrictions may apply. Rules and activities are subject to change. Visit website for event details. Coming to Gas South Arena, formerly Infinite Energy Arena, September 10th through 12th.
Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever it is you get your podcast.
This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.
Looking for a way to further your career? Maybe get a GED, get certified, get your bachelor's or associate's. Check out ChattahoocheeTech.edu. Serving Metro Atlanta since 1963, Chattahoochee Tech provides a wide variety of programs perfect for you. Check out their website and learn about their 8 convenient campuses. You can even listen to the 98.7 Chat Tech podcast, where you can hear students talk about classes and life on campus. So go today to ChattahoocheeTech.edu. Chattahoochee Tech, a member of the Technical College System of Georgia.